You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Megan. What are you up to today?
Oh, just heading into work.
Okay. Hmm. Which is what? What do you do?
I'm not really sure.
I've had days like that.
Is this a temp job?
Maybe.
Megan,
what do you do?
Being so mysterious. Yeah. What do you do?
I work for a nonprofit.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Vague.
Super vague.
What does the nonprofit do?
Things.
Okay,
Megan.
Let's just talk here.
Megan.
Why are you so secretive about what you do? What's the big deal? Like, why do you not? Why are you not proud? Why are you not proud of your job?
It's new. Is that what you said?
I am. No, we'll just see.
Oh God.
Make it awkward.
I heard that.
How are we making it awkward? When somebody asks us what we do, we just tell them.
Yeah.
I know, but you guys have like a really cool job.
You might have a really cool job.
We think you have a cool job.
Elaborate a little bit. What do you do?
What does the nonprofit do? Like, for instance, does it raise money to buy collars for dogs? Does it raise money to buy shoes for children? What does it do?
None of the above.
Is it naughty?
That would be a really good idea.
Megan.
No, it's just a new gig, so I don't know.
It's a new gig. Anywho. You don't know? Is this your first day?
Kind of.
Did they hire you for a job and you don't know what you applied for?
You lied on your resume.
No, most definitely no.
10 seconds, Megan. In 10 seconds, give us five animals that start with the letter L. Five animals that start with an L. Ready and go.
Ooh, llama, lizard. Does ladybug count?
Yeah, ladybug counts.
Lapsapsa. Oh, that's a dog.
Wow, that's pretty
four. You got four. I thought
you got four.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Do you guys have any other ones?
Yeah, we got a bunch. Listen, thank you for calling. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was weird. Why was that so weird?
I just don't know.
Hi, Nicole. That was weird, huh? Super weird.
What's weird?
Call number two here.
We're two for two so far.
What do you do for a living, Knick-Knack?
I love that you call me Knick-Knack.
Well, that's what I call my wife. Her name's Nicole. So what do you do for a living?
I am an office manager for a investment company.
Okay. All right. A little
how
more
are things
detail.
How are things going with the investments these days?
Well, up and down.
Up and down, Dom. Up and down.
Are these more traditional investments? Are they alternative investments? Are they crypto? What is it?
Yeah, stocks, bonds, mutual funds,
traditional.
All the above.
Traditional stuff.
Traditional.
IRAs,
traditional.
Roths.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
We got Roths for days.
High interest savings.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And what do you do for this investment firm? What's your job?
I'm the office manager, so I do a lot.
You do a lot. Okay, good. Good
everything. I do everything. I'm like.
Do you love it? Is this what you always wanted to do?
Yeah.
This is it.
I'm studying to be an FA myself, which is a financial advisor. So that's in my.
Well, then you're in a good place to do that.
What's that test you got to take? Is it the Series 7? Is that what that's called?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. Series 66, 7, the SIE, all of that. Yeah.
Is your company like covering the cost for all that for you?
Yes and no. If you pass, yes. If no, you got
it. It's all on you.
That's a nice incentive.
That's a great
really.
Perk.
I like that.
Yeah, then they keep you around.
You take it seriously then.
Yep.
Yep, exactly.
I like that.
Good for
I have
you.
A good friend of mine who works for Charles Schwab. And she started, I would say, and I think she would agree, she started pretty far down, the line, but she kept taking more and more of those tests and pass her series 7, whatever. She did that, it's taken on more and more and more and more. And I watched her climb the ladder there at Chuck. So good for you, Nicole. Keep it going.
Smart move. Yep.
Thanks.
Good luck.
You can break out on your own and have your own hedge fund before you know it and be making tens of millions a
buy
year.
Buy a penthouse and
And I'll remember.
Start doing drugs and
you'll remember when you were talking to your boys and they were cheering you on.
Go, go.
Yep.
Wreck your Lamborghini.
Go in and out of rehab three or four times.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, man.
We've got your life all mapped out for you.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
It's what we do. It's what we do, Nicole. All right, listen, we're going to play Rattle Off with you. For everyone who's holding right now, Leanne, Travis, Michelle, and Sarah. Oh, one of them already hung up. So Travis, Michelle, and Sarah, even if Nicole gets this, don't hang up. Stay on the line because we're still going to want to talk to you. And if you hang up,
we can't.
We'll be sad. 10 seconds, Nicole. 10 seconds. Give us this one's easy. Five characters from Star Wars. Five different characters from Star Wars. Ready and go.
Okay. Chewbacca, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ren, Darth Vader, Stormtrooper.
I think you got it.
Are we counting Stormtroopers just as a character?
All day long.
I know, but I thought we were looking for like the name of a character, not
Stormtrooper.
General. There was no character named Stormtrooper.
There were hundreds of Stormtroopers in these
movies. But
that's
their title. It's like soldier, but what's their name?
Oh, you mean like Ed? Ed the Stormtrooper?
Like Obi-Wan Kenobi was a Jedi, but you wouldn't say just Jedi as a character.
I would. Because there was all sorts of Jedis that didn't have names, probably.
No, they all had
maybe,
names.
Probably, maybe. I'm giving her Stormtrooper. Josh, you're the Star Wars nerd. Thumbs up. Double thumbs up.
Woo!
This is 2 days in a row. I don't feel good about us giving the prize.
Well,
Stormtrooper is not the name of a character. All right.
Yay, Nicole!
I don't know, Nicole.
You got it!
I don't feel good about it.
Yay!
I don't feel good.
Whoop, whoop.
But I'll get over it.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Nicole, you're delightful. Listen, please stand by. Josh, who pretty much gave you the prize, is going to talk to you. So make sure you thank him, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. This was really fun.
Well, it was fun for us, too. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling and playing along.
Nice meeting you. See you later.
Hold on. Don't go away. Travis, Michelle, and Sarah continue to hold, which is very good. Travis, should we have given it to her for Stormtrooper?
Yeah, I think so.
There you have it.
Fair enough.
Done.
Next line says it's good to go, I think.
Travis, stamp of approval. Bing, boom.
That's right.
Quite there the you gentleman you are,
real
Travis.
Nice, dude.
What's your line of work, T-Dog?
I am about to go clean some gutters.
Nice.
Okay.
That's good. Get all that winter junk out of there, I guess.
Junk out of there, yeah.
It's a dangerous gig. You be careful on those ladders, man.
I try and do everything from the rooftop if I can.
Yeah, that's dangerous work, man. Have you ever fallen off a roof?
Yep. I have never fallen off a roof, and today will not be that day either.
Yeah. Do you put some sort of like safety harness on yourself while you're up there, or do you just go at it?
I do both. If it's kind of a ranch style house where I can just knock it out from the edge there, then I'll just keep the harness off. But if I'm going up on a second floor, then I'll wear my safety harness.
You rope off at the chimney.
Rip off the chimney or down in a tree down below.
Okay.
What do you, let's say it's a, let's say we're just going for averages here, Travis. It's an average size home, let's say 2,500 square foot home or whatever. What are you charging to clean gutters these days?
If I'm doing a two-story, 2,500 square foot home,
$150 bucks.
Gosh, that's not bad at all.
Sounds like a bargain to me, Travis.
It is. I've got You guys should check it out. Nozzle Man Gutter Cleaning. I don't have a website, but I'm on.
Hey, careful. So. Careful.
Hey, I might hire you. Are you insured?
Yeah, there you go.
Are you insured?
He's bonded and insured, I'm sure.
In case. All right.
Bonded, insured, licensed. I pride myself on being the most affordable out there. So.
What a good guy. What a hard-working dude.
So I got to ask you about those. I've seen, you know, all the ads for the gutter, like, helmet things that go over. But then I've had gutter people tell me that those are terrible to put on there. What's your take? Of course, it costs you a job if people put those on there. So.
No, not necessarily. Again, I've put videos up there. I'm not a huge fan. You can get them put on. You still have to clean underneath them. So,
And one hailstorm and they're blown to pieces.
Oh, okay.
This is true. The one that I've seen that actually kind of does their job pretty well is the True Gutter Helmet, but they're pretty expensive, and I've heard that they cause pretty severe ice dams in the wintertime. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Look at us talking gutters.
Just
a couple of guys talking gutters.
Oh, thank you for tuning in to Gutter Talk.
It's
our
gutter
guest
talk.
Is Travis. Get your minds out of the gutter with Dom and Jeremy.
In the gutter.
Yeah, that's funny.
Travis, you're a good man. Thank you for holding. Thank you for chatting with us.
Yeah,
we
man.
Hope you have a great day, okay?
Have fun.
Thanks, fellas.
See you, dude.
Appreciate you. Michelle and Sarah are still sticking around, which is great. Hi, Michelle. Thank you for holding.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Well, thank you. Because we just like talking to people. So let's kind of dissect your career. What do you do?
I'm an insurance broker.
An insurance broker.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah. All different lines. Medical, dental, vision, all of it.
Hmm. All right.
What kind of car do you drive?
An Audi.
Wow.
She's doing all right.
You're doing all right.
Insurance broker's doing all right.
He's selling insurance.
I'm actually sitting here with my son, Ben, because we listen to the Mindbender every single morning on the way to school. And him and I have like this little competition going with each other. We try to see who gets it first. So
that's
it's
cute.
Like,
who's winning so far this year?
Yeah, who's in the lead?
I think I am. Am I in the lead, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rub it in his face right now. Be like,
How old is Benjamin?
I'm 12.
12.
All right, listen. Next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, Michelle, Big Brain's in the back seat. So have Ben call in. He could actually win, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to. I've been listening to your show. I've never called in before. This is the first time since I was in my 20s. Back in the Dom and Jane day. And I even remember when Jeremy came to court. It's been a really long time.
It has been a long time.
That's a long time, Michelle.
Thank you
for listening for so long. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Tell all your friends about us, all right?
Yeah. That's so great. We like to ask the your favorite thing about the show and your least favorite thing about the show. So what's your favorite thing?
I would say probably the Mindbender in the morning.
Okay, that's great.
Travel off is fun. We were kind of bummed we didn't get to play because we would have had the Star Wars characters nailed.
Oh, yeah. Would you have said Stormtroopers, though?
No.
No?
No.
I'm catching grief from people on the text line. People are giving me some grief. I stand by it. When you say characters, that should be a person or an animal or something, not a
so
group.
If the... Okay.
Yes.
All right. Fine.
That's all right. Listen.
I'm just wondering if the credits run, if they list Stormtrooper, and if they do, then that should be counted.
Yeah, but they also list the cinematographer.
Well, you didn't ask for cinematographers.
That's not a character.
Yeah,
look,
that's
water under the bridge. You know,
we're done with that.
The Force was
done.
With our winner today.
Done with it.
The Force was strong with her, and she won. Michelle, thank you for listening for so long. It means the world to us. Make sure that you and Ben call next Wednesday.
Please do.
Or Ben calls next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow.
We're giving away a pony as the prize, too, so try to call,
brains.
Right?
Pony?
Yeah, it's going to be big.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got to get in on that.
All right, cool.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you for listening. And then there was Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
What's going on?
Hello. Not much. Just I was really excited about the auto show tickets. I have a 16-year-old who that is his world. So but I'm excited that I still get to talk to you.
Well, the cool thing is you can still buy tickets to the Denver Auto Show if you want.
Yes. Yeah.
You can still surprise your 16-year-old.
And that's what I'm going to have to do because I'll have to tell him that I called this morning and then it's just going to naturally come out.
We're doing this for the rest of the week, though, so you can try to play this week.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you can try back.
Sounds good.
So what is his dream car at age 16?
Well, actually, he is really into the old stuff. And so, like, right now he's working on a 1949 Ford, and he's restoring that with his dad.
Wow.
And then he has a 2006 F-150 that his grandfather gave him for the year that he was born. So he's an old school, old, like, just an old soul.
Well,
that's really
awesome.
Cool.
I mean, that really is old school if you're doing a 40s vehicle.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
That's
it's
impressive.
Amazing.
That's good that he's doing that.
How long have they been working on it is what I want to know.
So he's been working on it for about 2 years now because he's actually doing it all himself. And so he just spends his evenings and weekends working on it. So it's actually a labor of love, but it's a really cool looking truck.
And he's going to learn everything about cars and how to maintain them, and he's staying out of trouble.
Now, the reason I asked how long is because my sister, one of my older sisters, her husband and her son-in-law had this great plan to restore this old vehicle like that. I think it was a 1950-something Chevy or something. But that thing was in the garage. Last time I heard, it was like more than 10 years. And so my sister was like, can we get the hunk of metal out of here?
It's boxes stacked on it and mice living in it. And
So
the problem is it's a really expensive hobby. So I think that's why it takes years, because you have to work, get your part, and then work
it's
more.
It's a little at a time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they keeping the little scrapbook of all the pictures? I mean, I guess sure you can do it digitally now, but I've rebuilt a couple cars, and you know, you have the pictures from like bare metal to when it's all done, and then you display it at the car show.
That's pretty cool.
That's really neat. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
Do that.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, Sarah, did we ask what you do for a living?
You did not. I am actually fighting a couple autoimmune diseases, so work is on pause, but our family has a nonprofit that we do. So that's kind of in the background.
All right. For the second time in today's edition of Rattle Off, we're going to ask, what does your nonprofit do?
So my nonprofit is pretty cool. We make handmade superhero capes for the patients at the Children's Hospital and the VA Hospital. And this year we're hoping to add in University Hospital. I have a quirky heart, and so I was a patient at the Children's Hospital and then now have kind of progressed to University Hospital. And then we have a lot of family that are in the military, so we have a huge passion for veterans and active duty. But so we have joined in with the VA Hospital. And then also we do domestic violence capes. So
I got to say,
you are a good human.
That is a super cool nonprofit. I'm glad you could talk about yours.
Yes.
What's the name of it in case any people want to check it out?
Sure. It's called Love Wins. And we literally just do them all by hand, literally from cutting out the fabric to some of our capes are tie-dyed, and then some are literally just personalized with fabric markers. During COVID, we had to do paper capes, so we colored them all out. But we're called Love Wins, and we're just like, and it's all volunteer-based. We don't make any money or anything off of it, but it's such a like a really cool thing to do for a stranger to literally give some hope to another stranger.
You're bright in those kids' days. Do you know off the top of your head how many capes you've ever done total?
Ooh, we are we're over 1,000 handmade capes, and then adding in another 600 paper capes.
That's
cool.
So
this year we're gonna more than triple that just with our handmade capes. So it's pretty cool, and all the way up to like my 82-year-old aunt gets in on it, and then we have kids. But it's just a really cool thing for just to do, and a lot of our friends do it as a family bonding thing. So they'll grab a whole bunch of fabric from me, and they
In here, Sarah. Let me one more time, because we got to run. But is it Love Wins, W-I-N-S, or Wings?
No, Wins, W-I-N-S. Mm-hmm. And so our,
okay, Love Wins.
Our website,
okay,
if you're looking for us, is loveandcapes.org.
Loveandcapes.org.
Yes.
And the very and cool is spelled out, I'm assuming, A-N-D?
Yes, A-N-D. Yes.
Very cool. Good. Thank you for doing
Sarah,
that.
Sarah, thank you so much
for
listening.
Brag.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's a huge brag.
Yeah, you're doing a good thing. We appreciate you. You have a great day, okay?
You too. You too. Thank you so much.
See you later.